ever really wanted here. Come on up. Come on, give it up.
Thank you. Thank you for that kind and warm welcome. It's good to be back. For a moment, I didn't think we were going to make it tonight. But Jesus did his thing, and here we are. I'm happy to be here. I'm thrilled to be here. As you said, thank you for acknowledging Barbie. That's true. I wouldn't be who I am without Barbie. Praise God. Just so thrilled for her role in my life. My two girls could not make it tonight, but I send you their love as well. So when Ryan called me and said, Hector, would you come and share with us about any prophetic insight you have for the new year? I said, Ryan, I would love to. That's what I do. That's what I breathe. That's the air that I breathe. That's what it's my passion. It's what I enjoy doing. So I jumped on that. And I got to tell you, it's such an exciting season for those of you who are seeing and you have ears to hear and eyes to see with the Spirit of the Lord saying, it's an exciting time. It's an exciting time to be alive. And by sister who gave the announcements, would you stand up? Aaron, I you know, the Lord has made you like a buffer. You're a buffer. And what I saw when you were up here worshiping, it's like I knew I was carrying this word for you. I said, okay, Lord, I'll give it to her. I saw you buffing floors, and those floors came out shiny. They were beautiful. And the Lord says, so because you have to buff, you have to encounter the rough bumps that nobody else sees. They see the shiny, but they don't see the floor before you got working on it. So the Lord says that he's released you to do a work of beauty in the house of the Lord and not to take your role, not to overlook your role. God does not overlook you. Your role is so important. And this is a year where the Lord's saying, there's some things that are on your heart. There's some things that have to be said. God says, understand that I'm going to give you the courage and the wisdom to start speaking out in some areas. And you're going to start speaking out and bringing wisdom and saying, we can do better than this. Here's where we got to bring it up. And the Lord is really going to honor you and bless you as you step out more in your role. So understand, God is with you, woman of God. Now, I just want to acknowledge this house, Pastor Marty, Pastor Ryan, Pastor Patty. It's just a beautiful house, and you guys are known for a spirit of excellence. This ministry is known for having a spirit of excellence. This ministry, sometimes we don't know how other people view us. But let me tell you, you are viewed as a ministry in the center of our region, of two major regions, Rochester and Buffalo, and you work so well with both sides. You're a generous ministry. You're a ministry with a spirit of excellence. And one thing I appreciate about Pastor Marty is he knows how to work with the different streams and to value each and every one. He knows how to do that. And God bless him for that, because that's a key role in this hour. Some people, if you're not in their stream, they don't want nothing to do with you. Pastor Marty, praise God, he doesn't have that, and he's able to bring them all together and love on them all. So this is a very key ministry. I believe that God has positioned you perfectly between Buffalo and Rochester. And anyway, you are moving in the assignment that God has given you as a house. So let's talk about this new year. I'm the kind of person that whenever I'm entering into a new season, I like to ask the Lord, Lord, what's to come? What do you have in store for me? What would you like to show me? Because one of the things that I learned from John is that Jesus said that the Holy Spirit would come and that he would reveal the things that were to come. He said, when the Holy Spirit comes, he will reveal to you and show you things to come. So he is a revealing spirit. I love that about God, because the Lord wants to show you things that are up ahead. I believe as God's children, we have a power in us, a revelatory power that we can walk in if you choose to, that you can know the things that are to come. God wants to give that to you. That's part of your inheritance. It's a lifestyle that takes practice. It's a lifestyle that takes stirring up and developing and walking in. But you can develop the anointing. You don't have to be a prophet to do this. Every believer has the Holy Ghost, and the Holy Spirit is a prophetic spirit. He will bring to you and show you the things that are to come. My first encounter with God, I was 8 years old. I knew nothing about visions and dreams, any of that stuff. And the Lord met me in a family worship service we were having at home, and he met me and gave me and spoke to me out of an open vision. And he began to speak to me about things that would occur in my life years ahead. And now that I see the plan of God fulfilling in my life, I'm like, yes, God spoke to me about that. I haven't made it to Africa yet, but in that vision when I was 8 years old, I was in Africa. I haven't made it to some places that the Lord showed me, but I know that I have to get there. Because the Lord spoke to me about those things when I was a kid. The Lord loves to reveal things that are to come. Don't ever feel that you can't go to the Lord and say, God, I'd like to know, what do you have for me up ahead? You know why God loves to show the future? Because the Lord always has something better planned for you than what you realize. And by Him revealing the future to you, you start getting excited and saying, really? You have that for me? God loves to surprise. He loves to shock. And I'll tell you what, 2018, let me tell you right now, prophetically, when I was seeking the Lord for this year, I said, God, what's with the year 2018? I heard prophets speaking into the year, but it's so important for me to set myself aside. I like to get away with the Lord. I like to see God. I like to bang on the door of heaven and say, God, show me, what do you have in store? And even as I'm hearing other prophets prophesying, I was hearing what God was saying to me. Now, it's interesting. Every year, normally, I take time. I like to get away. I like to program some time. I don't have a big house. Our house is small, so I got the basement. That's my space. When I need to get away, I go down to the basement, and that's code for don't bother me. When I tell Barbie I'm going to the basement, phone is off, don't bother me. So normally I get away to the basement to seek the Lord and to hear what God is saying for what's up ahead, but this year I didn't have to do that. The Lord showed up in a moment when I wasn't expecting Him. And He began to speak to me and minister to me about a new season and what was to come in this season in my life and in the body of Christ that I'm going to share with you tonight. You ready to hear this? Well, let me tell you where I was. Because I wasn't expecting Him. I was in traffic. And I was about to lose it. The person behind me wouldn't get off my bumper, blasting his music. I'm thinking, look in my rearview mirror, and I'm like, get away from my car. Keeps following me, following me. Finally, he gets over to my side. I'm looking at this guy. I'm irritated. We're going light to light to light. I can't get away from this car. You know that driver? I had that driver with me. And I was trying to be the man of God that I'm called to be. But I was just about to lose it. I don't know if I was going to cast spirits out. I don't know what I was going to do. But I was just about to get there. And suddenly the atmosphere in my car shifted. And I'll tell you what, I sensed the Lord there. And the Lord spoke quietly to my heart for the next several seconds about my life. And I said, God, that's an odd time for you to show up. But that's what intimacy is. Intimacy is God shows up when you seek Him. And sometimes you're minding your business. You're not even seeking the Lord. And boom, He shows up and starts talking to you. I don't know. What is it about the shower? Why does God love showing up in the shower? I don't get it. The shower, a couple times I'll tell Barbie, don't worry, I got these dishes. Let me get these. Something about cleaning the dishes, boom. The Lord loves showing up. So He showed up in these few moments, and He began to speak to me about 2018. And I began to see and understand where we were prophetically as the body of Christ. And let me tell you, 2018 is the year of the open door. 2018 is the year of the open door to your future. See, understand that God is a God of seasons. He shows up in season to work in areas of your life, to improve areas of your life, and get you ready for the next season. The Lord takes us from glory to glory. It says in 2 Corinthians 3:18, but we all, with open face, beholding as in a glass, the glory of the Lord, we're changed into the same image from glory. We're changed into His image from glory to glory, even as by the Spirit of God. The work that God does, He does it seasonally. See, when Jesus walked on the earth, He didn't walk on the earth and start preaching as soon as He could talk. He had to wait for the right hour. Season by season, time by time, the Spirit of the Lord was preparing Him for the time of His manifestation. You are being prepared for a greater work. Maybe you want to be in front of the crowds preaching in India right now. If you're not doing it yet, it's not your time yet. It will happen. You have to let the Lord take you from glory to glory. And in this season of time, it's the season of the open door. And the Lord began to speak to me about what that means. But before I go forward, let me go backward. 2017, Bethel, every year, they'll ask me to speak into the upcoming year. And in 2017, at the beginning of the year, I remember prophesying and saying, 2017 is the year that you've been waiting for. This is the year where God is going to show up and mess everything up. This is the year where God is going to take your Etch-a-Sketch and go. Remember the Etch-a-Sketch? You made all that mess and you thought it was art? Somebody comes around. It's gone, clean slate. 2017 was an Etch-a-Sketch year. It was the year where the Lord was saying, all your successes, I want you to lay them down. All your failures, I want you to lay those down. Because I'm going to show up in 2017 and help clear the slate for you and show you that successes and failures, it doesn't matter. I was preparing you. I'm erasing that, and I'm bringing you into a greater level. If you want a sign of that in the natural, now don't get mad at me. I'm Pastor Marty's friend. He invited me here, and Pastor Ryan invited me here. Don't wait for me outside. Throw your stones on the ground. But if you want a sign of that in the natural, I'll give it to you. Look at our nation. Was our nation not thrown in for a loop after these elections? You better believe they were. And many immediately get into a political spirit and they begin to criticize what's happening, not knowing what God is doing. And as a nation, we've grown so PC and sterile that sometimes God has to grab things and go, I'm going to reset you. And whether you know it or not, as a nation, we're being reset. It's not about the man in the White House. It's about what's happening with the man in the White House. Understand that God put him there. And listen, I'm not a Donald Trump fan, but I will tell you this, and I'm going to say it prophetically. I was invited to talk about what's going on prophetically. Here's what's going on prophetically. We are being reset as a nation. We got to a point where our highest office has become so sterile, so PC, that God had to put someone in there who has more money than what they can offer him. He wasn't impressed with the White House. He has a bigger house than the White House. The Democrats don't know what to do with him. The Republicans don't know what to do with him. Nobody knows what to do with him. Why? Because there's something being reset in this hour that's going to help us change the dialogue in this nation. Oh, when I saw that in the spirit, it was a challenge to me. But I'll tell you what, the prophetic and hearing the voice of God, God always says, see, my thoughts are not your thoughts. My ways are not your ways. You would want to elect whoever you want for whatever reason. But God says, you got to see that I'm doing something. Can I get an amen? So whether we like it or not, it's time for us to stand back and say, God, I can't see the full picture, but I'm going to trust that you're doing something, and I'm going to pray for the man in office. So 2017 was a year of things being interrupted. Let me tell you something. 7 prophetically is a number that represents completion. I've always taught that in all my prophetic classes. When you dream with the number 7 always represents prophetic completion. You've come to an end. Well, this year, the Lord says, I want you to change the way you teach the number 7. The number 7 is not a poetic phrase like prophetic completion. I want you to give it a new definition. You know what he told me? Prophetic. The number 7 means death. See, and we're taught to believe that death is a bad thing, but you know, death needs to happen for the new beginning. Some things have to die. We have to let go of some things. And there are things that we birthed years ago. There are things that we did years ago. And the thing has no life in it. We're dragging it along with us. We drag it with us to church. We got IVs stuck all in the arm. We're giving it CPR and mouth to mouth. This thing can't breathe on its own, but we're keeping it alive. And 2017 was a season, I find, across the body of Christ, where so many of us experienced God saying, see that thing there that you're dragging around with you? It's dead. Now, get over it. Let it die. And let's move you on to a new beginning. I got something better for you. I'm talking to you as a man of experience. See, God never gives me the privilege and the honor to stand at a pulpit and just say theological things. I talk from a place of having lived through it. I go through it and I'm like, I'm crying in my prayer closet saying, God, what's going on? And the Lord, like, here's what I'm doing in your life. And here's what I'm doing in the body of Christ. Because in 2017, things in my ministry went as stale. Pastor Marty, it was stale. I'm talking about no flavor. The joy was gone. The passion was gone. enough for me to turn aside and say, God, what's wrong? Long story short, the Lord began to speak to me and say, Hector, it's time to lay it down. Understand, 10 years ago, 2007, the Lord brought me out of a full-time job and said, I'm launching you into ministry. He confirmed that ministry so many times. We did so much in these last 10 years. We equipped thousands. That's not an exaggeration. Thousands of people in the prophetic. We were able to travel. We were able to prophesy. I've prophesied over so many people, I can't even count anymore. That's not an exaggeration. And the Lord said, now it's time to lay it down. And I was like, what? He was telling me to lay down my baby. He said, lay it down. I said, God, it's my baby. It's my ministry. It's my ministry. And the Lord began to speak. He wouldn't leave me alone in dreams and visions through circumstances, things I went through. And finally, I said, okay, God, I'll lay it down. We laid down the ministry. It was like, now what do I do? And the Lord began to speak to me, and he opened up a whole new door. We reset up. He sent me a whole new board of directors. He sent me a new team around me. We set up a new ministry, new name. We launched in the fall. We'll be doing a stronger launch come February in our region. But a whole new vision, and we're doing what we're doing, but in a better way. See, I couldn't have perceived how to do the new thing because I was so stuck in the old. And I was reading an article about a toy store. They were the best toy store around in the 80s, boy. They had it going on until finally in the early 2000s, they didn't really believe in this internet business. And instead of them developing a website where they could fulfill their orders, they gave all their orders to Amazon. And people started getting used to going to Amazon and fulfilling their orders there. And because it started going so well, they caught on too late, tried to start fulfilling orders themselves, and it fell flat, and that store is now bankrupt. One of the biggest toy stores in America in the 80s. They lost their opportunity. They lost their momentum because they could not see the bigger, the better by working through the internet. And sometimes we're hanging on to the old models, the old way we do things, the old vision, the old structures. We're grabbing onto that. We're blowing life into it. And the thing is a dead body we're dragging with behind us. And God's saying, let it go, let it die. I've got something new for you. And the new cannot emerge until we release the old. I had to let go of the old. I had no idea what God had in store for me. I had to let go in faith. And say, Lord, this frightens me, this terrifies me, but I will do it. I did it, and the new began to emerge. And I'll tell you, I wake up so full of joy. I'm like, oh, we're ready now. You thought we used to do something before? Get ready now. The vision is great. The vision is clear. The vision keeps expanding. I am excited. 2017 was a year of death, of God pointing things out that we needed to let die. So that now in the year of the open door, God can begin to speak new vision and say to you, yes, you did well in that season, my child. But now let's move it on because I got something else for you. And it's going to shock you. It's going to surprise you. And you're going to wonder, why didn't you let go a lot sooner? Does this make sense to anyone? 2018, it's the year of the door to your future. Listen, prophetically, I have to say to you, every year God has blessings for you, but every so often a season shows up where there is promotion in the spirit. There's promotion. There's a door open that will accelerate you forward. And if we'll listen to the voice of the Holy Spirit, we can begin to walk in there and advance into the things that God has in store for us. So let me read something to you. The Lord began to speak to me about this open door from the book of 1 Kings. I left my water down there. Honey, can you give me that? 1 Kings 18. Verse 1. Thank you. If you can open that up, I'm going to make this as brief as possible, but I want you to hear everything I want to share with you tonight. I got my eye on the clock back there. 1 Kings. Oh, this is good. 1 Kings 18. The time came to an end. The time came to end the drought by confronting the prophets of Baal. And it came to pass after many days that the word of the Lord came to prophet Elijah, saying, go tell King Ahab that I'm going to send rain on the earth. And it happened that when Ahab saw Elijah, he said to him, are you the troubler of Israel? And Elijah said, no, I've not troubled Israel, but you have, and your father's house have, in that you've forsaken the commandments of the Lord and have followed Baals. Therefore, Send and gather all Israel to me on Mount Carmel, 450 prophets of Baal, and 400 prophets of Asherah, who eat at Jezebel's table. And Elijah said to gather them on Mount Carmel. When I was reading that after the Lord showed up in my car, the Lord said to me, it's a time of the open door, but see, you just can't take who you were through this door. 2018 is a time of understanding that it's time to go beyond who you were before. The door is here in the spirit, and the door is open, but God is saying, I want to take you to greater levels in the spirit, but you have to go beyond and be willing to go beyond who you were before. Israel found itself in a time of drought. Israel, the nation of God, the nation that God established on the earth, found itself ruled by a witch, a pagan witch who married the king. So she comes into Israel with her pagan practices, and she sets up a demonic structure of witchcraft across the nation. And she had 850 false prophets who would prophesy falsely, and she was against the prophet of the Lord. So Israel found itself, God's nation, under a time where it was under oppression. And the Lord said, because it was under oppression, there was a drought, and rain could not fall until Elijah was ready to prophesy the drought coming to an end. So at 18, what I just finished reading you was a season where God said, it's time to end this drought. It's time to bring rain to Israel. It's time to deal with the oppression. So what I want to say to you prophetically tonight is that God is saying to you, I have an open door for you, but it's the season of your life where I'm showing up to confront the oppression in your life. I have rain to send for you. There's been a drought. I have a blessing I want to send upon your life, but things have formed in your life. Things have come and set itself up as a curse in your life, something as a blocker in your life, and I want to come forth in this season to deal with the oppression in your life. And as I deal, if you'll allow me to deal with that oppression in your life, I can take you through this door to go beyond who you've been in the past. Understand that some of us sitting in this room right now, we have a definition of who we think we are. You know who you think you know who you are. What you can do, what you can't do, what you'd like to do, what you want nothing to do with. We're all like that. But in this promotional season, the Spirit of the Lord is showing up saying, I'm going to redefine how you see yourself. I'm going to redefine who you are. And I'm going to activate gifts in you that you didn't even know you had. That things that you said that you could never do, watch and see how I'm going to take you into a place of success, and you're going to do those very things. It's a season of redefinition. But in order for God to redefine you and reactivate you, you have to let God deal with the oppression in your life. Because, you know, as believers, we come to church and we get so, we're professionals at putting on the mask and going, I'm blessed. Yeah, I'm blessed. How are you? You blessed? I'm blessed. Oppression. Depression, suicide, mad, we're full of rage, we're ready to fight, but we're not real. Then we step in here, God bless you, yeah, you're such a blessing. Please, the Spirit of the Lord is saying, you want to go through this door of promotion? Let me deal with your oppression. It's time to let the mask fall. It's time to let God meet with you and deal with the issue of your heart. God has something greater. God has newer wine for you, but new wine will never get poured into an old wineskin. It won't happen. Before the new wine gets poured, the new wineskin gets formed. There are blessings, but God says, let me deal with you. Let me tell you something. I remember when I was going to turn 40. 4 can be a scary number. It was for me. I was so fretting 40, I never enjoyed 39. I was 40 for 2 years, 39 and 40. It's not so bad. But I remember I was kind of like, right before my birthday, and a friend of mine invited me out for coffee. We went to Starbucks to have coffee, and he went over to the men's room, and I said, you go, I'll wait for our drinks. And as I was waiting there, I noticed a poster that Starbucks had up on the wall, and it said 1971 2011. I think that's the year I was turning 40. So I looked at that, and I was like, I was born in 71. And then I kind of, it was a big poster, so I stepped back, and I saw they were introducing their old logo and then introducing the new logo. And I thought, huh, that's nice. And then I saw the number 40, and I was like, I'm turning 40. I was like, let me step back and look at the whole picture. When I looked at the whole picture, it said, turning 40 never looked so good. When I saw that, the Spirit of the Lord quickened that to me, and I was like, he said, I'm going to change the way you look. I thought, okay, he's going to change my identity. He's going to change the way I see myself. He's going to change something. I got excited. I was like, good. I turned 40 in July. I'll never forget, it was December. The Spirit of the Lord spoke to me one morning and said, get to the gym. I said, yes, Lord. There's going to be a divine appointment. I'm going to have a word for someone. I'm going to minister life to someone today. Yes, God, I'm willing to do it. He said, no, get on that treadmill. You really mean that, don't you? See, understand, God showed up in a season of my life. I felt old in my 30s. I was always tired. It was ministry, 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 ministry. Tired, worn out, never worked out, never watched. I mean, it was terrible. And the Lord showed up in that season of my life and says, Hector, I'm about to redefine you. Now, I want your health to be an important part of your life. Change the way you eat. Get to the gym. View health and wellness in another way. And make it a priority in your life. He changed me. He redefined me in an area I never wanted to work out before. Now, if a day goes by and I can't make it to the gym, I'm pretty upset about that. It's an important part of my life. It's part of who I am today. God showed up to redefine me. And that's what I'm telling you prophetically. Get ready for God to show up and begin to redefine you. Some of you, God's going to show up in this season and begin talking to you about your marriage. Begin speaking to you about your health, about your parenting, about your finances, about your attitude problem. It's a season to go beyond who you've been. 2018 is the year of the open door. God is saying, let me take you beyond. Let me redefine you. You're happy with the things that you've done in life. That's wonderful. You've had great years. That's great. Get ready for bigger. I want to redefine you. We have to let God do that. We have to let God show up because God, I'll tell you what, we're people, we're creatures of habit. We love to stay in our little comfort zone. No. I'm the greeter. Just let me greet. No, don't ask me to do that. I just greet. That's all. Hello? There's your seat. No, I can't pray for anyone. I'm the greeter. No, I can't. God's saying, get ready for me to show up and shake all that off of you. You have kingdom in you, and I want to activate that, and I want you to go forth and see power. I struggle with administration. It's funny, Pastor Ron and I work together. Pastor Ron struggles with administration. So sometimes, and I struggle with administration. So you should see us working together. It's a trip. And we had somebody come along to help us, Jennifer. And I said, Jennifer, we need someone on the earth who can work with us. And cause, I mean, we're floating over there and talk. But, you know, I stopped using that as an excuse. I said, God, I'm always saying I'm not a person of administration. And slowly but surely, God has been speaking to me. Now do it this way. No. Don't just throw those receipts there. Put them here. And I feel, I mean, I'm coming up. I feel like God wants to redefine me. I'm going to be like Pastor Marty. His office is all neat. And so don't put yourself in a box. Man, I would love to prophesy, but I can't do it. Yeah, don't you put yourself in a box. God's going to redefine you. You must go beyond the person that you have been. You must go beyond. Get ready for this. In 2018, the year of the open door, God wants to take you beyond limiting relationships. You ready for this? We must get ready to go beyond limiting relationships. Why? Because as creatures of habit, we love to stay in a comfort zone. And then you know what we do? in that comfort zone, we surround ourselves with people, friends, counselors, voices that will tell us what we want to hear. And we surround ourselves with the yes people who don't challenge us. We're not going anywhere. There's no growth. There's no momentum. But they're all going, oh, yeah, you're doing good. Oh, you're beautiful. You're wonderful. Yeah. And there's no growth. In the year of the open door, God's saying, I'm showing up to confront that stagnant atmosphere, the stale atmosphere. God is about growth. So he wants to take you beyond limiting relationships. Now understand that you cannot fulfill your destiny by yourself. You can't do it. If you think you're going to do it by yourself, some people, you know, Pastor Marty mentioned the fivefold ministry. Some people, they think that they're called to be all five. You ask them, they're an apostle. You talk about an evangelist. I was ordained as an evangelist last week. They were ordained as everything. You got to watch that because you cannot fulfill your destiny by yourself. God wants to give you the maturity and the discernment to see those that he's placed in your life to help you succeed. And this is a year of maturity. God says, I want to take you through the open door of promotion, but you got to let me deal with that stagnant atmosphere that you've been in. So, I believe God has given everyone a dream team. A dream team to success. And he wants to release to you, if you let God deal with your oppression, if you let God deal with your heart, if you let God form you into a new wineskin for new wine, and let God bring you through the door, you're going to find yourself receiving and getting discernment to find those that he's ordained in your life to be a dream team. And write this down. One, everyone needs to have a mentor. Praise God for mentors. A mentor, and by the way, a mentor is someone who knows more than you. I have to say that because there are people that are involved in 10, 15 groups, and guess who's the expert in every group? They know everything. They do all the preaching. They do all the teaching. They do all the pouring out. You can't draw from anyone because they know it all. We all need a mentor, someone with wisdom, experience, someone who has gone through things that we can learn from, someone who can speak to our blind spots because of what they've been through. A mentor is a gift from God. And what I find is nowadays in this Lone Ranger culture, people don't value mentors. Rather, they're like, move out of my way and let me just do what I want to do. God has a mentor for you. God has someone there to speak wisdom into your life and help you move forward, help you win, help you accelerate. Someone who knows more than you. I've always valued, ever since I was a kid, my mother was always kicking me out of conversations. Because I'd wake up in the morning and my mom and my aunt would be sitting there having coffee at 6 in the morning and they'd be talking about things of the Lord and I'd always want to listen in. It was wisdom. It drew my attention. So I'd sit there and I'd listen. I was like, didn't I say get out of here? But there's a value, there's a wealth, there's a wisdom in mentors, those who carry experience and wisdom. It's awesome. We need to learn how to value that. I believe everyone needs on their dream team a confidant. A confidant is someone who knows how to keep a secret. And let me tell you, not everybody knows how to keep a secret. Sometimes you can't discern who's a confidant and who isn't, and you say it to the wrong person, and now the whole church knows. Many of God's children have gone through depression. They've been on the brink of suicide, not knowing who to tell, not trusting anyone. And let me say this, there have been ministers that have taken their lives. I heard of a bishop in Atlanta who took his life. I don't know if you heard of that news. It was one of the saddest things I heard. How does a minister take his life? That just tells me he was in deep depression and had no one to speak to. That's sad because God has a confidant for you. A confidant is someone that you can trust. They're proven. You just can't tell anyone, someone who's proven. But someone you can say, listen, I'm struggling. I'm struggling with pornography. Listen, I'm struggling. There's this lady giving me attention at work, and I'm struggling with that. And this person will say, listen, I hear you. I'm going to walk this out with you. We're going to pray you through this. You're going to get through this. And when they see you tomorrow, they're not going to judge you. And when they see you tomorrow, they're not going to minimize the anointing on your life because you needed a moment to vent. Amazing grace. We need a confidant. We need a coach. A coach has your back. A coach is for you. A coach is like a cheerleader. A coach encourages you and says to you, you can do this. Stop whining and complaining and do it. You can do it. And if you don't sign your name up, I'm going to sign you up. I can't. Stop whining. You can do it. I know you can do it. We all have those in our lives. And God has this for you on your dream team. We all need a true friend. And you know, praise God for true friends. A coach will encourage you, but the friend will tell you the things that even hurt. The friend will say it. Your coach might not say it, but your friend will say it. And your friend's going to say to you the things that you need to hear. And we all need a friend. Nothing worse then being in public in a social event, social setting, and you're chatting and talking and laughing, having a great time. You go to the bathroom, you wash your hands, you look in the mirror, and there's been something hanging out of your nose. Why didn't they tell me? Not one person told me I had something hanging out of my nose. But the friend will say, here's a tissue, go handle your business. Your zipper's down, fix that. We all need a real friend in a time where, now, I love encouragement. Don't get me wrong. Praise God for encouragement. But sometimes there's too much encouragement, and we need that friend to say, listen, have a mint. So on our dream team, make room for that friend. And you know you get mad at that friend. I'm always telling, you know what, I'm not talking to that friend. But you can't stay mad forever. You know they love you. You know they say it because they love you. I'll tell you what, embrace that friend. And if you don't have the friend, ask God, Lord, take me through the door and give me discernment for that friend because you need it. I love honesty. That stuff draws me. You need it. Everyone needs a Peter on their dream team. Peter is the one who's got your back. He's with you. He's for you. But don't get it twisted. When they're out against you and they're attacking you, Peter's the first one next to you ready to fight. What'd they say about you? What? Oh, no. We need to go confront this now. Peter wasn't perfect, but when they showed up to grab Jesus, somebody was missing an ear. He's not perfect, but we all need a Peter. Listen, you shouldn't be talking about my pastor like that. I need you to quit bringing him up in conversation because I support him. And if this keeps happening, I'm going to have to cut your ears off. We all need a Peter. This resounding? God wants you to win. And you're going to win by connecting with the right people. There's a team for you to advance. Everybody needs a mentor, confidant, coach, friend, Peter, and everyone needs a play partner. We need either a group of guys we can hang with, a group of ladies, or just a friend, an individual friend. I need my time to hang out. My wife, sometimes Barbie's like, honey, the girls want to hang out again. I was like, go. They're going to do so much more in that time of fellowship, you know, than we can do you just sitting at home and watching me snore on the couch. Go. You need it. When it's time for me to go, Barbie's like, all right, see you later. And when I'm talking about a play partner, I'm talking about not someone who wants to get deep all the time. You know, thank God, I love playing tennis. I've developed a love for tennis. I love tennis. Some people, I can't tell them that I play tennis and I like to see a movie once in a while. They think I signed up to the Antichrist board team or something. You play tennis? Yeah. And when I'm hanging out, you know, don't tell me you're three. I had a dream. I got to tell you this dream is deep. Don't get deep with me right now. I'm trying to hang out. We need a play partner. We need a sponsor. The vision in you, God will release to your dream team somebody who will say, listen, that's a beautiful vision. I have someone you have to meet. They make connections for you. They connect you. Or they say, here's a check for that vision. And everyone here has a vision. Everyone here has a calling. And everyone here should have a sponsor. And finally, this is not someone you would pick for your team, but this is someone that will end up on your team, I promise. And you can't get away from it as we're concluding tonight. You can't get away from it. And here's who this person is. It's a Judas. You got that right. I said Judas. This is the person, you love this person, but you can't trust this person. They've talked about you. You know it. You feel it. You sense it. Every time they get a chance, they betray you. And they're the ones that want to know everything. How's everything going? How's the husband? How are the kids? In other words, give me the juice. You can trust me. Then they go into their fellowship circles and they start spilling all that stuff. You know, I used to pray about that and say, God, why is it that the person I trust the least wants to know all my business? And the Lord says, because a Judas is going to help you tame your tongue. That's why, even if you get away from this Judas, at work, you'll find another one. It's like you can't get away from them. And the Lord says, I use them on your dream team to help you learn how to walk in the Spirit when you know someone's out for you. It helps you not speak all your mind. It helps you not give all your vision. Oh, you know what God told me? I got a word that I'm going to do this. It teaches you not to do all that because you can't trust this person. They're not proven. You learn to love them where they are, but you can't go beyond that. That's why there are so many people in our lives that are like, why do I have people in my life that I feel I can't trust? Because God is teaching you to learn how to walk in the Spirit. 2018 is a year of going beyond. Now, let me just leave you with this. The reason why we've been so frustrated in seasons past is because we've not discerned people correctly. We've not looked at people correctly. And therefore, we've looked at the coach. And we've wondered why the coach has not been our best friend. Now, this person is my coach. They're always encouraging me. But when I needed them the most, they weren't there. They didn't give me they're not there to listen to your deep, dark secrets. They're there to encourage you. And sometimes we've been looking. And we've been looking at the Judas as our best friend, trying to tell Judas what's in our heart and get betrayed. That's not their role. And sometimes we want Peter to be our sponsor. And we say, Peter, you know, I got a vision. You know, we're hoping he helps us financially. That's not his role. Peter cuts ears off. He's there to stand with you in solidarity. He's there to fight with you. He's there to back you up. And in this season, God says, I want to deal with your oppression. I want to take you beyond where you've been as a person. And I want to take you beyond where you've been in your relationships and bring you into the success of the future. And if we'll allow God to do that, we will find ourselves redefined. We will find ourselves with a new team around us. I'm not saying throw anyone away. We love people. We don't throw people away. But we'll see people begin to emerge in our lives fulfilling those roles, helping us move forward. And in the end, we'll see what God wanted for us all along. Wisdom, counsel, advice, finances, blessing, opportunity. And he wants to put the right team around you. Does this mean something to you tonight? 2018, the year of the open door. Let God take you through to a greater level. Now I just have a couple words. I know it's 8:15. Can I have five more minutes? I have a couple words. So let's give this before the Lord. Father, we thank you tonight for this new season that we're in. Father, I ask that you would meet us where we are right now. Each and every individual in this ministry, in this church, meet us where we are. where we have been frustrated in the past, Father, we give that over to you. Deal with our oppression and show us how to walk through this door into the greater things you have in store for us so that you can break the drought and send the rain upon our lives. We thank you for it in Jesus' name. Isn't it interesting that our region was known to, we were in a drought before? Do you know that last year our water levels have been the highest ever since the 40s? I walked the Charlotte Pier and the water's like almost to the top. So obviously we have more water than ever before. We are in a season of God wanting to break the drought and bring you new blessing. Man of God, what's your name? Brad. Would you stand up? I saw a vision of you, and you were just, man, you were running. You were taking off. Like, you know, when I grew up watching the show The Bionic Man, that's kind of what you look like. It was like, anybody ever see that show? Those were the sound effects back then. You were taking off, brother. You were just taking off with such a tenacity. And I hear the Lord saying, keep running to win the prize. Set your face to win the prize, because there's great harvest for you this season that the Lord says, I want you to have. I'm going to begin to show up and speak to you about areas that have been missed, areas that I want to bring you up higher, you and your family up higher as far as your wealth and your provision. And God says, watch and see how I'm going to show up in this season and give you new vision to bring in an extra stream of income, says the Lord. And God says, I'm going to show up in that area. And when I begin to speak to you and download plans for you, the Lord says, take it and run for the prize, because I'm going to give you the ability and the courage to take risks in this season. New risks, not foolish risks, new risks that are going to really pay off for you in the days ahead. Amen? Amen. And by the way, I don't know if you know this, but you run fast. I don't know why I'm saying that, but you're a fast runner. Praise God. Hallelujah. This man right here, would you stand up? Yeah, you have the beard. What's your name? Dan, you're a revivalist. There's more in you. Come on, man. You know that. There's more. There's a fire in you that God says, I want to bring to a higher level. The Lord says, I'm going to unlock the evangelist in you. I'm going to make you one not afraid to approach people. The Lord says, I'm going to make Starbucks your office. God says, I'm going to give you a ministry where you're going to sit there and you're going to just find people and you're going to begin to communicate and you're going to talk like never before. And you're going to say, did I just open that conversation? God says, I'm going to make you a professional at icebreakers. I'm going to make you a professional at opening up conversations and just having them with people. So the Lord says, get ready, get comfortable as I show up and redefine who you are in this area. You've got a healing anointing on your life. There's healing in you. There's healing in your words. You're like a counselor. You're one who can speak wisdom to people and bring health and wholeness. Is this your wife? Would you stand? Health and wholeness, God says, even as I see in the natural that you're young, God says, even as you're young in the natural, I'm going to make you like parents to the millennials. God says they're going to be drawn to you. You're going to be like magnets to them. So get ready to host parties. Get ready to have them over. Get ready to get a group in your house. God says, I'm going to take you to such a place that I even see you taking them for a trip somewhere. I see you going with them on a trip to some kind of conference. But the Lord says, just prepare your hearts for what I'm going to do in you. For there's a mama and a papa in you that I desire to release in this season. There's a mama and a papa in the spirit that I'm going to rise up. And you know what? I don't know why, brother, but there's this prophetic minister in the body of Christ. When I look at you, I got to look again. I keep seeing Ryan Lestrange. Anybody know who that guy is? That's a weird name, isn't it? But I promise you, that's his name, Ryan Lestrange. He's an apostolic prophet right now, and he's really, he's got a sharp prophetic word. There's a prophet. I keep looking at you, and I was like, am I seeing this guy? You remind me of him, and I believe there's a similar anointing in you to have a sharp prophetic word in your mouth. Woman of God, get ready to go beyond where you've been, even as you define yourself. God says there's a nurturing spirit in you. I've given you a nurturing spirit. And watch and see how I'm going to bring those around you that you're going to just want to love on. Get ready to love on people. Get ready to step out of your comfort zone. And sometimes you're not going to wait anymore for them to come to you. You're going to start going to them. There's like an icebreaker anointing on the two of you. You're just going to start breaking out. It's the year to break out. It's the year to go forth, because God says, I want you two to nurture. I want you two to love others and care on others and watch and see how they're going to respond to you in that. It's your gifting. It's your anointing. And you're going to help put people back together. Deliverance and healing is your portion, says the Lord. Have you ever been to a clam bake? I've always wanted to go. I've never gone. I see you two at a clam bake. So look for it. Maybe you might, if you have one, invite me because I'll come. But I see you at a I keep seeing flashes of these social events that you're at. And just watch and see how God is working on you, not for it to be this anxious thing, but to socially begin to connect and really begin to go further and deeper in conversation to minister to people's hearts. Amen? Praise the Lord. God is good. Now, brother, what's your name with the hat on? You know, CJ, you are so cool. You know the Lord loves you. My goodness. There's a magnetic anointing on you, CJ. The Lord says, CJ, I'm going to bring you further than how you see yourself. God says, I'm going to bring you into a time where you're just going to grow by leaps and bounds. Even now, I don't see anything else. All that I see the Lord saying is you are going to grow by leaps and bounds. You're suddenly going to come into a maturity of age. You're going to start developing. Things are going to start connecting and snapping in you and making sense. It's like life is going to make sense to you, and you're going to start realizing, I don't want this. I want that. You're going to want the better because God's got better things in store for you. Watch and see how I'm going to accelerate you in school. Watch and see how I'm going to accelerate you in the things around you and the choices that you make. How old are you? 18. Are you going to college? Yes! You are going to accelerate, my friend. And God says the day is going to come when the pastor is going to emerge out of you, where the pastoral gift is going to emerge out of you. And you're going to be the one helping others. You're going to be the one connecting others and seeing potential in others. I'm going to give you the eyesight to see the best in others, says the Lord, where others can see homeless people and abuse and hurt and pain and misery. God says, I'm going to give you the eyesight to see potential in them, and you're going to start calling those things forth, says the Lord. When you get there at this next level of discipling and training, do not put yourself in a box, for they're going to ask things of you that you're going to think you're not ready for. But God says, yes, I'm going to bring you to a time and a season where you're going to have to step into new things and be stretched. But you are going to grow and do well and excel because the Spirit of the Lord is upon you. Amen. Thank you, Lord. So, brother, I know you have a ministry. I heard your testimony. It's a beautiful testimony. There's the Pied Piper that played in the Alchemist. The magnetic anointing on you is increasing. You've wanted greater impact. You've wondered, Lord, what kind of a footprint am I leaving? How am I doing, Lord? The Lord says, I'm going to expand your influence, but it's going to be beyond what you could even ask or think. And God says, son, it's not going to come from your striving. It's not going to come from business cards. It's not going to come from your face on a website. Those things will help and they'll do their things in the natural. But God says, I'm going to increase the magnetic anointing on your life. There's a favor on you where you're going to be at the right place at the right time. Get ready to start sharing your testimony even more online, even more in media. I see you being interviewed more and more and more. God says, get ready. You're going to be the face of a message that's going to start going forward that needs to be heard in this hour. I'm going to shoot you forth, says the Lord, further than what you can shoot yourself. So, Father, we thank you for 2018. It's the year of the open door. It's the year to advance. It's the year to accelerate. It's the year to go beyond where we've been before and to step into the greater things that you have in store for us. We thank you for it in Jesus' name. Now, who's this bright young man back here? What's your name? Come on, brother. Yeah, so I can hear it. Stand. I first ask the name, then I say stand to your feet. You're a tall young man. Ben, you're bright. The Lord says you're brilliant. You're a quick study. You're a quick learner. You're fast. You're like a sponge. You learn things and you take it in quick. You ever see the Matrix? I saw a scene in the Matrix that really surprised me when he wanted to learn a certain way of fighting, and they put him in a chair and they uploaded it through the computer. It was pretty cool. But that's the picture that came to me. You're a fast learner. You absorb things very quickly. But the Lord says, even now, I'm still going to take you beyond where you've been. You know you're bright, you know you're quick, you know you're a fast study, but I'm going to take you beyond where you've been. And at times, you've tried to mix with the crowd because you stand out, because you are smart, because you have independent thoughts and you're a free thinker. You think for yourself, you're a deep thinker, you're a deep well. You process things deeply. God says, I created you to feel things. You're a sensor and a feeler. And what that means is that you're able to not take your emotions out of it. You're not just dry data. You know how to sense and process things in a deep way. And God says, that's going to serve you well in the days to come. But you've tried to mix in with the crowd at times and not be singled out. God says, you can't help but do that. God says, because I've set you apart. I've set you apart from an early age. And watch and see a high call begin to emerge. Do you go to this church? You do. Very well. So let me just say that there's a target on you. There's a target on you. God's target is on you. God says, son, I have targeted you from the days of your youth. And even now, says the Lord, I'm going to cause you to go forth. You will go to other nations. You will travel to other nations. And you'll be a part of a movement, says the Lord. But I will also use you in the secular world as well, but in ministry as well. So get ready to go beyond what you thought of yourself. This is a year of re-identification, says the Lord. God bless you, my friend. With that, we say 2018... the year of the open door. Pastor Marty.
Wow. Hello. It's beautiful. I want all the kids to come down. All the youth. Come on down. Quick. Just come on up here. Just want to pray for them all. Love moments like this, don't you? All right, stand right up here in front. We're just going to lay hands on you together. I'm going to believe God for something great into your life tonight. Beautiful. Just lay your hand on him. Begin to pray. Will you just stretch your hand out to him tonight? I love to take the opportunity to hear and to see these things into our young people. They're generation that is coming still to us and before us, and God's hand is on them. And I felt the Lord tonight when I was getting ready to have them come down here. We're just going to pray for them and pray over them. I wonder if there's anybody here tonight that you're really in the depths of something and you just need God to come through in your life. I want you to come down and just stand right over here to my right and to your left. And I'm not going to take long. It's going to be over here in about 4 or 5 minutes. So right here, if that's you, you stand right here.